Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth and Justice. This is your Friday follow-up episode for Season 6, Episode 17, where we covered the blood spatter evidence. Now, unfortunately, you're not going to hear really anything about blood spatter evidence in this episode. And that's because, as you all know, I'm overseas in the UK right now, and we had to record this episode before we even finished recording Episode 17. So we're going to get to those questions next week. But for this week's follow-up, what I wanted to do was play for you some interviews that we recently received from the DA's office. These are four of the interviews that were recorded on the night that Jim Melgar's body was found. After Mike and I talked about it, we decided that this is a perfect time for you guys to hear these because we want to get the content out to you, but they don't really fit into any of our episodes that we're doing right now. So this is the last time you're going to hear from me today in this episode. You're just going to hear, uncut, the interviews from Marissa and Monica Melgar, Gerson, and the neighbor across the street who's the one who actually called 911. So like I said, you're not going to hear from me. We're just going to play these four interviews for you so you guys have this content. Then on Sunday, I'm going to be back for episode 18. And then next week, we'll cover questions from both last week's episode and this week's episode. So thanks everybody for putting up with our crazy schedule, and I hope you find these interviews interesting.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that you did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've seen the film. You know the game. Now, Jumanji just got real. Only at Chessington World of Adventures. Featuring Daredevil Dad, Mom on a mission, and the kids who can't wait to ride the world's first Jumanji roller coaster. An epic adventure awaits. World of Jumanji. Only at Chessington World of Adventures. Book this summer's must-do day out at Chessington.com.
Today is December the 23rd, 2012. It's approximately 7:58 p.m. I'm Sergeant J.T. Doucet of Harris County Sheriff's Homicide. Today is Sunday, and this is in reference to Harris County case HC-12-176269. We're at 9538 Kelsey Meadows Court, and I'm talking with a witness. Ma'am, I'm going to ask you to state your name for the recording.
Marissa Melgar Muku.
And your last name is Melgar?
Yes, I have my mom's maiden name also. Okay.
Which is?
M-U-C-U.
Okay. And today, you came to this address, why?
For lunch, or dinner with.
Who lives here that you know?
My uncle, my aunt, and just them.
And what's their names?
Sandy Melgar and Jim Melgar.
Okay, and y'all were supposed to come here for lunch today.
Dinner, yeah, I guess.
What time were you supposed to be here?
4:00.
And what time did you get here?
Around 4:30.
Okay. When was the last time that you spoke with these people, either one of them?
My uncle, it was Friday. I believe it was Friday. He texted me asking me, are we going to go over on today? And that my mom wasn't responding. And that if we wanted to come over. And I said, sure, we'll be there. And I believe that was on Friday night.
So Friday night, you got the text from him,
mm-hmm.
and y'all were supposed to come today,
mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And so you get here about 4:30,
mm-hmm.
and y'all were supposed to have dinner with them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what y'all were going to have?
No clue.
They going to cook?
No clue. That's another
question.
We didn't even know if, because I remember last time we came over, all they had was like bread and cheese and stuff, so we weren't sure if we were actually going to.
Who all was coming to have dinner with y'all?
Me, my boyfriend, my sister, my mom, my dad, my baby. That's all I know. That's all I know who was invited.
And
I believe my grandma, his mom.
Can you tell me their names?
His mom?
The people that you came with you.
Gerson, my dad Herman, my mom Maria, my sister Monica, and my baby Melanie.
And you said the grandma?
My grandma. I believe.
Did she come?
No. I believe he was supposed to pick her up.
So Jamie was supposed to pick her up?
Yeah, he was supposed to pick her up.
And are you close with Jamie?
Yeah. We're,
he's your uncle?
He's my uncle.
And what does he do for work?
From what I know, I know he rents and fixes up houses, and I know he's also, I believe he's an IT guy for HISD.
Okay.
I think.
And what do you know about his wife, Sandra?
Sandy, honestly, I'm...
Are you close with her?
No, I talk more to my uncle.
Well, what kind of person is she that you know of?
She's a nice person.
She works? Always.
Yes, I think she's in, like, the medical, billing, medical,
okay.
Something like that.
Okay. And what kind of person is she?
She's a nice person. She's always outgoing, always hanging out with my mom and my uncles, my other uncle's ex-wife.
Let me ask you this. You were sitting in that patrol car up there when we brought her out there and photographed her. And she's on a cane. You ever see her walk with a cane before?
I've never seen her on a cane before. No, I haven't.
So the last time you saw her, she walked okay?
Yes, she was fine. She came to my house December 8th or December 9th. It was on a Sunday. Uh-huh. She came over because it was my little cousin's birthday party.
Okay.
And they were there.
And?
But she was walking normally.
Does she have any medical problems that you know of?
I think... I'm honestly not really sure, but I think that she has lupus, just like her daughter does, like just like my cousin.
Okay. Now, but she never had a problem getting around?
Not that I know of. Okay. No, not that I can remember.
Any other problems that she might have? Does she have any psychological problems? Any mental problems?
No. Never heard of it, no.
Okay. Not taking any medicine for that or anything?
No, not that I know of.
What about him?
My uncle? Jim,
Jaime or Jamie?
Jaime, I call him Jim.
Okay.
No.
Nothing? No not, medical problems?
No, not that I can think of, no.
It's just the two of them that live here?
Yes. And,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Any problems with drugs that you know of between the two of them? Any of them using any illegal drugs or anything like that?
No.
Any problems with that?
Not that I know of, no, sir.
Okay. And that's not why we're here, so it's just something I have to ask.
Right.
You know, we're trying to figure out what happened. Any problems between the two of them lately that you know of?
No. They always look like a happy couple to me.
No disturbances,
no
physical violence or anything like that?
Never. Not that I know of.
Okay. What about, when you got here today, I know your boyfriend was driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all parked in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Where were you sitting at?
I was sitting in the back.
Okay. Tell me about what you saw and what y'all did when you got here today at 4:30.
We got out of the car. I remember I was like, why is the garage door open? And then we just all got out, went to the front door, rang the doorbell. No one answered. Rang it again. No one answered. I said, okay, hello. Started looking in the little window right next to the door.
Mm-hmm.
So the lights are on. And then I remember saying, oh, why are the blinds still closed? Because I believe the blinds were still closed in the living room.
Okay.
And then I was
Did
like, okay,
go the backyard?
Whatever. No. And then that's when my mom was like, I think we should just wait. Maybe they left. And I was like, no, they couldn't have left because both of their cars are still there. And then my mom told my dad, go see maybe if they're grilling outside. We didn't know. We thought maybe they could be grilling outside. Mm-hmm. Backyard. So my dad was like, okay. And he went to the back. And he came back to the front. He's like, no, there's no one back there. And we're like, okay. That's when I called my uncle. No one answered. I called my aunt. No one answered. So I was just like, oh, maybe we should just leave. But then my dad was like, and then my mom said, told my dad to go into the garage. Maybe the garage door was open. Because since the door was open, we thought maybe the door inside was open. But now I think my dad said, no, it wasn't open.
So your dad went in the garage?
Yes.
And he didn't, that door wasn't unlocked?
I don't know. And I don't know. All I know is, like, a few minutes later, my dad was inside, and he unlocked the front door for us. And I was like, Dad, don't do that. You know, what if they have, like, a security alarm?
Mm.
And he's like, no, we're fine. And then my dad started yelling out, hello, Sandy.
Did you go in at that time?
Yes, I followed in after my dad.
Okay.
And we stood right there in the front.
Just you and your dad?
And me and my dad and my mom was still outside. Okay. She was like, no, maybe we shouldn't, and then call for them. And so we're like, Sandy, you know, Jim, hello, you know. We didn't hear anything. And so we walked in a little further, probably towards, like, the living room where there's a little step, I think there is.
Okay.
And then we hear, like, something, like, mumbling. And then my dad called out to Sandy. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. He thought maybe, like, they were changing or they were getting ready. I don't know. And so then you hear, then mom's like, is she saying help? And then we're like, I don't know. And we all stood still. And then we all stood still, and then you can clearly hear the next, she said, help. And that's when my dad ran into their room. My dad ran into their room, and I followed behind him, and I saw Sandy laying, I think it was in the restroom.
You saw her laying in the bathroom?
Yes, I believe it was the bathroom. I'm not sure what it was. I've never been into their room before.
That room straight ahead.
Straight ahead.
She's going past the bed.
Past the bed, yes.
She's laying on the bed. You could see her.
I could see her. I believe she was tied up.
Okay.
And then I got scared, and I ran out, and I told my dad. I was like, we don't know who's in here. I was like, let's get out. I was like, I'm going to call 911. Mm-hmm. And I'm running out, and my boyfriend and my sister are still, I think they were in the living room. And I ran out crying, screaming. I was like, oh, my gosh. And they were like, what's happening? What's happening? And they ran out after me, and that's when I called 911.
She all left out.
Yes.
You called 911 on what?
My cell phone.
And that number is? The 911. Okay. And your dad stayed in there with
her? My dad stayed in there.
What about your mom?
My mom had followed in behind us when my dad went in there when he heard help. And then I went in after my dad, and then my mom followed behind me.
Okay. Did y'all go back in?
I came out here, called 911, and then, everyone's saying, oh my gosh, what's going on? My sister was like, oh my gosh, Theo's dead. And then I was like, what the hell? Why are you saying that? How do you know? Cause I didn't see him. I only saw her. I did go back inside.
Where'd you go?
I was on the phone. I went back inside to see, you know, what was going on. And I see my mom on the floor holding Sandy.
Where?
I think, right, I don't know. They were by, I think, was it the closet that he was in?
Yeah.
He was in the closet.
Or the bedroom.
In the bedroom, uh-huh. And
were they on the floor outside that closet?
Yes. Sandy was laying outside of the closet, like, yelling, I guess, screaming. My mom was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. My dad, I don't remember seeing him. Oh, my dad had came out, and he was like, I can't believe this. And I ran out. I didn't want to see it. I think I saw too much. I really shouldn't have seen that.
Okay. Now, you said her hands were bound when you saw her?
I believe so, yeah. With like, was it silver wire? I remember seeing his legs.
Her.
Her legs, I'm sorry.
Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy. Yeah, they were, I believe that she was like this when she was saying, help,
What was she wearing?
A black robe. And I think something red underneath. I'm not sure. Was it red?
You mean...
I saw her when
like a
I,
red bra?
Oh, I don't know. It was something red on her.
Could you... And the black that she was wearing, is that what she had on out there? When she was standing out there? What she had on out there came down pretty low.
So like here, yeah. Yeah,
is that what she had on when you saw her?
Yeah, I remember her having on a black robe.
Okay. And what was she saying? Did you talk to her?
She was like, ugh. No, I didn't. I just
so
went in
there. So you don't know
there.
What she was telling you?
No. She went in there. I mean, when I went back in there, she was laying next to the doorway of the closet. My mom was holding her.
Where he was.
Where, yeah. My mom was holding her.
There was a chair there that was outside that closet.
I don't remember.
Had somebody moved that chair?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't remember seeing the chair.
But you know that's the closet where he was.
Yes, because I remember seeing feet.
Okay.
I believe those feet were also tied up.
But you, when you saw Sandy the first time, she's laying on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Did and you think you saw her hands tied?
I think I did.
What about her feet?
No, I didn't see that much. I only saw like her shoulder.
And what was she saying besides help?
She was just saying help, help, help. She could barely even.
So
scream.
She never
she
told
was just
you.
Like, help. No, I didn't talk. Cause as soon as I saw her, I just ran out and called 911.
Based on what you know. What's your feelings?
Shock. It's kind of...
What do you think? Any ideas?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking in the car. I was like, who could have done that? I mean, does someone hate him? Does someone...
I mean... You know... The front door was locked.
Mm-hmm.
The garage door, interior garage door was locked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how your dad got in.
No, I have no idea.
And... We're talking to him, too, so we'll find out. But no ideas, no personal ideas?
No idea. Really, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
everything that you knew. You never heard of them having any problems or anything like that?
No, never, never, never.
And he never expressed any issues with her?
No, never. We talked almost, he emailed me almost all the time. Okay. We never really, no.
Everything was good, huh?
Yeah.
She's a medical billing person?
I believe so. I'm not sure if that's, I just know it's something, she was always going to clinics and stuff.
When you were inside the house, when was the last time you were in their house besides tonight?
The last time I was here was, I think it was for, oh my goodness, I don't remember. I keep thinking that family reunion we had.
How long ago was that?
July, August.
But you were inside their house?
Yes, I think that, I honestly don't know. I think that was the last time I was here.
I mean, did you notice anything on the floor in there when you were walking around in there? I know you probably weren't really thinking about it, but and when you were here in July, was their house clean?
Yes, it was fine.
Anything on the floor?
No. Everything was fine.
Well, you started to say something just now.
No, it's just right now, now that you mention it, when we walked in, it looked like they were remodeling or they were doing something, right? It looked like where the table was at, I don't remember if the table was still there right now in the kitchen. But no, it was always clean every time I came over.
They got dogs?
Yeah, they do.
How many dogs they got?
I don't know. I know they have I think it was a little Chihuahua.
Yeah.
And a puffy one, I think, a little white one. I think her name is Lola. Mm. And then...
They got four?
They have... I remember he sent me pictures of puppies. I don't know if they were... Honestly, I didn't see the dogs. I don't know if
they're okay. The dogs are there. They're okay. They're locked up in the office. But she does medical billing. Does she shred stuff? I got reasons for asking that.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie, I don't know if that's medical billing is the exact thing that she does, but I know it's something with the clinics, and she writes up, I remember because one time she asked me if I could help her, but I didn't have time for that because I have a job.
Okay.
But, no, honestly, I don't know if she shreds stuff up. I don't know.
Okay.
I've never seen her do that.
All right, well, I'm going to end the interview. It's 8:13. Let me make sure. It's 8:50. It's December 23rd, 2012. I'm Sergeant J.T. Doucet, Harris County Sheriff's Homicide. It's 7:46 p.m. I'm on the scene of an investigation, 9538 Kelsey Meadows Court. This is Harris County Case HC-12-176269. Sir, I'm going to ask you to state your name.
Gerson Campos.
Mr. Campos, you came here to this address. Why?
We were coming to visit the family members. They had invited us probably a couple of days prior to today.
And who are the family members that invited you here?
Jaime Melgar. He's my girlfriend's uncle.
Okay.
And the brother of Herman Melgar, her father. And we were just coming to visit them. They had invited us to come here.
Okay. And what time were y'all supposed to be here?
We were supposed to be here at 4. So they told us to be here at 4.
Mm-hmm.
We had arrived a little bit late. We got here about 4:30.
Okay. When's the last time that y'all had communication with these folks?
I think it was last night. My girlfriend's father was talking to him on the phone, and we were asking him, should we bring anything, like a dessert or anything? And he said, no, we...
What time was that? Today's Sunday.
Yesterday.
That was Saturday.
Maybe 8:30.
Okay. Is there any problems between this man and Jaime or Jamie and his wife that you knew of?
No.
Did they ever talk about any problems? They've been married a long time?
Well, I'm not, too familiar with their long, relationship, but they have a daughter that is, 24, so they've been married for maybe 25 years.
Okay. And have you heard your other family members that are related to them? Have you heard them talk about any problems between them?
No problem at all.
What about any medical problems that they might have?
No, none of them had any medical problems.
Any mental problems?
Medical. No medical problems, no mental problems.
That you knew of?
That I knew of. They're all, perfectly fine. last time we came to visit them at their home was last year, New Year's.
So is that the last time you saw them?
No, last time I saw them was at a get-together of Jennifer. She's standing over there. Uh-huh. She had just got married with her husband. And I think about a week and a half later, they had invited us to their new apartment. And that's when they showed up, both the husband and the wife.
Okay.
So they were perfectly fine.
Everything was good.
Everything was good.
And does she walk okay?
Yeah, I saw her since I've known her. She's
tonight,
walked.
Tonight, when we took pictures of her, mm-hmm. Did you see her?
I saw her with a little cane.
Have you ever seen her with that before?
No, she's never had a cane. She's walked perfectly fine.
Okay. So that's a surprise to you
that
to see her with
that? That is a surprise, yeah. I mean, it might be from an injury, I'm not sure, but since I've known her.
You don't know if her have any medical problems?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Today, you said y'all got here in the same car. Mm-hmm. What car did y'all come in?
The Prius.
Who was driving that car?
Me.
You were driving, okay. Mm-hmm. So you pulled up there in the driveway mm-hmm. at 4:30? Mm-hmm. And tell me what you saw.
We saw a garage open. That vehicle was there. We, tried to knock on the door. Nobody came to the door. My girlfriend started calling the husband. No pickup. She called the wife. No pickup. And we were just wondering, where maybe, because we were a little bit late, so we thought they had left to go buy something. But, both vehicles are there.
Okay.
There's one in the garage.
Okay.
And, the truck. And we were just speculating, maybe they left and, something happened. So my girlfriend's father went to go see if any doors were open. I'm not sure if it was the back door, maybe the garage door. He got in. He opened the door, and we just started hearing, help, help, help. And that's when...
Where was that coming from?
The bedroom. I guess. I'm not familiar with...
Yeah. Do you know who that was yelling for help?
The wife.
Okay.
I just heard a womanly voice.
Did you go to where she was?
No. I had my daughter.
Okay.
So I just went to the living room, and then my girlfriend's mother just came out and said that, somebody's been stabbed, somebody's dead, and, and they just ran out of the house, so I went with them. I didn't know if the suspect was in the house.
Now, did your, that lady that said that, who was she?
The Jaime's wife. So the wife that lives here.
Uh-huh. I mean, who was it that came out and said somebody had been stabbed?
The mother, Maria Melgar, the mother of...
girlfriend's mother. Mm-hmm,
yes.
And her dad is the one that went in the house.
Yes.
And did he go back there where that...
I think so, because my girlfriend's sister was saying... my girlfriend's father was asking, where's the body? And my girlfriend's sister was like, oh, he's in the closet. And... so them three, and I think I'm the only one that didn't see anything.
Okay.
I was just in the living room, but my girlfriend, I'm pretty sure she saw something.
Okay.
And,
what's your girlfriend's name?
Marissa Melgar.
All right. Okay. But you held your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't touch anything.
No,
you didn't open any drawers. You
nope.
See anybody open any drawers or anything like that?
No. As soon as they started coming out, I just got at the house and I put my daughter in the car seat because. I needed to put her safe.
And what did they do with his wife at that time?
I don't know. I got out and I don't know.
They say where they found her?
Mm-mm. I just know that...
Did she come out with y'all?
No.
Okay.
No. She's been at the house since the cops pulled her out in the vehicle. I never saw either of them today.
Okay.
I just went into the living room area and then I heard screaming and I got out and she was, my girlfriend's mother was saying, call 911, so I tried calling, but my girlfriend was already calling, so...
Okay. And your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
she's got the baby.
Yes.
So, when I switch y'all out, mm-hmm. you can take the baby.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. you don't have to sit in a car. That's totally up to you,
okay.
But you can hold your baby.
Okay.
And anything else you can think of that might be important? I mean, you understand... Something's happened here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do understand.
And that's a total shock to you, huh?
It's a complete shock.
I never suspected. You mm-hmm. don't suspect anything happening, or you don't have any ideas of your own about what.
No, I mean, I don't know if somebody broke in the house or I have no clue.
But when y'all tried that front door, did you try to open the front door?
Yeah, we tried to open it.
It was locked. Okay. And You think that your girlfriend's father went in through the garage?
Either the garage, because the garage was open, so he either went through the garage or he went through the back door.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's I'm gonna stop the recording. It's 7:55 p.m.
Today is Sunday, 12/23/2012. It's December the 23rd, 2012. I'm currently at the address of 9538, spelled K-E-L-S-E-Y, Meadows Circle. The key map is 410J. This is Sean Carrizo with Harris County Homicide, 60 Henry 42. With me, ma'am, can you state your name for me?
Monica Melgar.
Okay. This is a reference to case number 12176269. Monica, what is your date of birth, ma'am? Okay. You just provided me your driver's license, your ID card. You live at?
Yes.
Is that an apartment or house?
House.
Okay. And go ahead and tell me, starting today, before you got here to the house, what was going on?
Well, we started getting ready to come. I texted my uncle around 3 because my mom wanted to know what to bring over, like food-wise, and he never answered back. It was like 3:05.
Can you check your phone?
The battery ran out.
Okay, what kind of phone do you have?
Charge it. I brought the charger.
You want to charge it of mine so we can look it up?
All right.
But anyways, keep going and we'll do that last.
Okay.
You left off. He never answered at 3:05.
Yeah, okay. And then we got here and they were taking a while to open the door. And we were calling them and I'd say about 5 minutes passed. My dad went to go check in the backyard to see if they were there. And he just went through the garage. And he opened the front door and we went inside. And then my mom and my sister had walked in first. And for some reason, they just came out running and yelling and crying. And then I didn't know what was going on. So I went inside and I heard my aunt yelling for help. And so I went into the master bedroom and my mom was in there, like, I guess, helping her. And I was standing in the middle of the bedroom and I looked to my right and I just saw my uncle in the closet. And then she just, like, we were like that for a while. My mom was helping her and then my aunt just told me to get out. So I got out. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Your uncle's name is what?
Jaime. J-A-I-M-E.
Okay. Yeah, same last name.
Yes.
Melgar.
Yes.
So, y'all are coming over here for what reason?
Well, to eat. They invited us over to eat.
And when did they invite y'all to eat?
Oh, like 2 weeks ago, a week ago.
And was it a special?
No.
Nothing? Or they just wanted y'all over to
yeah.
eat? Did y'all come over and eat a lot?
Like no. Like, no? Maybe once every 2 months.
And who invited y'all to come over and eat?
My aunt.
And what's her name?
Sandy. Or Sandra. Well, we call her Sandy.
Sandy, okay.
Yeah.
Melgar.
Yeah.
Which is your uncle's husband.
Yes.
Okay. She invited y'all over to eat, the family?
Yes.
Okay. Did she say what she was going to make to eat?
No.
No?
No.
So, y'all are planning on coming over here to eat today. Mm-hmm. And you tried calling your uncle around.
I texted him.
Texted him around 3 or 3:05. He never answered.
No.
Did you text him prior to that?
No.
Any other time?
Just yesterday we were talking. That was all.
What time did y'all talk yesterday?
It was in the afternoon. I don't remember.
You talked to your uncle or aunt?
My uncle.
Your uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. Jaime?
Yeah.
And did he say that y'all are coming over to eat?
He just said, he texted me, hey, are you coming tomorrow? And then I was like, who's this? Because I lost my contacts. And then he just said, I can't believe you don't know who this is, you know. And then he asked me if we were still coming, and I said yes. And then that was pretty much it.
Okay. So. Has your aunt and uncle ever had any family problems, like family violence? in the past? Have they gotten along?
Not that I know.
Are you around them that much to even know?
I am around them. They're always happy together. Okay. I always see them.
Yeah. And when was the last time you've seen them? Physically have seen them?
This December. November. No. December. The beginning of December. We had a family get together.
And what does your uncle do for a living?
I have no idea.
Do you know what your aunt does?
He has his own business with my aunt. Something.
They both have their own business?
Yeah, I think.
Where was your aunt located at?
I saw her in the restroom.
Which restroom?
The master bedroom. There's a restroom in there.
In the master bedroom?
Yeah.
How much of her did you see in the master bedroom?
Her face. She looked very pale. And she was crying a lot. And it looked like she was going to pass out when she saw my uncle. I went to go get her water.
Did you get her water?
Yeah, forgot to say that.
A bottle of water?
A glass.
Were the dogs out?
Yes, they were.
They were running around?
Yeah. They kept barking when we were trying to go inside.
So everybody went through the garage door?
No, I think it was just my dad.
And then how did y'all get in?
He opened the front door.
So your dad opened. So the front door was locked?
Yeah. Because I think they have a code and he knows the code.
Did he have to turn off the alarm?
I think so, because I think they have an alarm.
But your dad knows the code?
Yeah.
And did you hear him turn off the alarm?
No, because I was outside. That's if they even had the alarm on, I'm not really sure.
Do they usually set the alarm? If your dad knows the alarm, or do you
not
even know
sure.
that?
Okay.
So let's kind of backtrack a little bit here. Y'all got here, you text him. Do you know about what time y'all got here?
No, I didn't notice.
Okay. Once y'all got here, y'all knocked on the door?
Yes, and we were waiting.
And y'all were waiting, and then Dad goes to the back and checks?
Yeah, because we thought they were grilling or something.
Okay. The back door was locked, so he comes back around?
Yeah.
And goes through the garage?
Yes.
And then he goes through the garage?
Yes.
And then it comes to the garage and opens the front door for y'all to go in?
Yes.
So everybody goes in?
Yeah.
And then, so who starts to walk around the corner first?
Actually, like, my mom, my sister, and my dad went in, and me and my sister's boyfriend, we hadn't noticed that they had went in. They closed the door and everything, so we walked in. Right when we were walking in, they were, my sister and my mom were running out.
Okay.
And we didn't know what was going on, so we ran out too. But then I went back inside.
After I heard what's going on.
Yeah, and then I heard my aunt yelling for help, and my mom was already in there with her.
Who called 911?
My sister ran out telling the neighbors to call 911, and I think
Who's your sister?
Marissa.
Marissa?
Yeah.
And your mom is who?
Maria.
And your dad is who?
Herman.
And your other sister's boyfriend, Marissa's boyfriend?
Gerson.
Gerson is Marissa's boyfriend?
Yes.
And who else was here? Anybody else?
Just the baby.
The infant, and who else? That's it?
Yeah, that was all.
You, mom, dad, sister, and sister's boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Okay. And you all live at the same house?
Yes.
Okay. Which is at that?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody else live at this house? That you
Just
know?
Just them two and my cousin, but she lives in England, I think.
In England?
Yeah.
Okay. It is, did I leave anything out that might be important for our investigation to help us out that I didn't ask you?
No, I just saw their house was, like, really trashed. It's always clean, so that was pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 8:06. That's going to be the end of the interview.
I'm Deputy F.J. Garcia with the Harris County Sheriff's Office Homicide Unit. Case number is 12-17-6269. Today's date is December the 23rd, 2012. It is 7:49 p.m. We are at 9500 Kelsey Meadow Court, Harris County, Texas.
Ma'am, can you identify yourself, please?
Melanie Esmond.
And what is your date of birth? And is that your Texas driver's license?
It is.
What is your Texas driver's license number? And your address? Okay. And good phone numbers to reach you at? Okay.
Or...
Okay. The last one's your cell phone?
Yes.
And the first one's your home number?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Ms. Eastman, could you tell me what happened today?
Yes, I was sitting on the back of my truck, and my son was riding a scooter in the street, and it was approximately a quarter to five. And the black Prius drove up into the driveway of the house across the street, and there were five adults and a baby, and they walked up to the door and waited for a while, and there was no answer at the door. One of the gentlemen was walking around the side, I guess, to see if they were in the backyard, and about the same time the front door opened. I don't know if they opened the door or tried it or how. I'll just all of a sudden know that they went in through the front door. And about less than 60 seconds later, they came out screaming, call the police, he's dead. And so I called 911 and for an ambulance. I had no idea what happened. Mm-hmm. I was on the phone with them, and they wanted to talk to somebody who had been in the house. I was standing in the driveway the whole time. So I gave my phone to the gentleman in the red T-shirt. And he went inside, and that's all I know.
Okay.
From then on, the ambulance showed up, and all the constables.
Okay. You said the black Prius came in with how many people?
There were five adults and a baby.
Five? How many males?
Two, I believe.
Two males?
I think there were two males and... Three females. And a baby girl. I could have that switched. I don't remember it was three and two or two and three.
Okay.
I talked to the one guy in the red T-shirt and then the older gentleman that said he was Jim's brother.
Oh, okay.
So I know at least two males.
The one in the red T-shirt claimed he was Jim's brother?
No, the one in the red T-shirt was the younger guy. The,
okay.
The older gentleman claimed he was Jim's brother.
Okay. And you said the garage door was open?
Yes. It's been open all afternoon. One of our other neighbors said that he saw it open at 7:30 this morning when he walked his dog. But,
okay.
I can't verify that.
And who is that? What neighbor is that?
Scott. Scott, what's his last name?
Where does he live?
The second house from the end.
On what side?
On this side.
On this side? Mm-hmm. On the complainant's house side?
Yes.
This side. Okay.
I know his last name, I just can't think of it.
No problem. And the garage door was open, and you said somebody went in the garage?
No, they didn't go in the garage. They one of the guys started to go around the fence, and about the same time they went in through the front door, and so he came back around. He never made it all the way to even the gate.
Okay. Did you notice any strange vehicles parked out there last night or this morning or anything like that?
No. It's been quiet. My husband's been outside since about 12 or 1 o'clock working on his motorcycle, and it's just been quiet.
Okay. Do you know the people that live there?
Friendly neighbors. We're not friends. But
what are their names?
Jim and Sandy.
I don't know
their last name.
And Jim, and how is he? Is he disabled? Does he have any problems? Any medical problems?
No.
How about Sandy?
I've heard she has lupus.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see her very often. She parks her car inside the garage, so we see the door come up, her car back out, and
right.
go.
But so when you do see, when you have seen her,
when I have seen her, she's been fine. But I can't verify. I was trying to remember if she was at our last Halloween party or like 4th of July. It might have been 6 months since I've seen her. And she could walk fine.
She was walking fine at that time. Okay.
But I know that's a disease that can go either way.
Right. So. But this is the first time you ever seen her in using
it's the first time I've seen her using a cane.
Okay. Okay. And.
But then again, as I said, might have been 6 months or more since I've actually seen her outside. Right, we see Jim outside all the time.
But this is the first time you've ever seen her with a cane.
That is correct.
Okay. And Jim, you've never seen him with a cane? Or
I've never seen him with a cane.
Do you know any of the neighbors that are close to them that they frequently visit?
They're very quiet.
Okay.
They've lived across the street probably for about 8 years, but they keep to themselves. They're very, very quiet, friendly neighbors. Mostly inside. Okay. They don't have any young kids, so they're not out here in the street with the...
They do have children?
They have a daughter who I believe is in England.
Oh, okay. Just one daughter?
That I know of.
Okay. And is both of their daughter?
I think so.
Okay.
I know she graduated high school maybe three or four years ago and is in England now. Okay.
And, like you said, like I asked earlier, you hadn't seen anything unusual, anything out of the ordinary?
It's been very quiet today.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Eastman. I'm going to go ahead and terminate this interview.
Okay.
The time is 7:55.
Yep. All right, that's it. That's all we have for you guys today. Again, I want to thank you for putting up with our crazy schedule. I know this isn't our usual format for our Friday follow-up episodes, but it is information that I wanted you all to have. So thanks for tuning in, and make sure you download Sunday's episode, where we're going to confront the rumor that Colleen Barnett spread that Jim and Sandy were in marriage counseling head-on. Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Wondery. Mike Bussing is our executive producer, and all music for the show was created and composed by PutThemInASong.com. Thank you to Amanda Meyer with Willow Photo and Design for designing and creating our Friday follow-up logo. Our banner images and type font across all of our logos was created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design. You can find more of Tate's work on Etsy. Thank you to Katie Ross of createdintandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website, truthandjusticepod.com, where you can view all photos and documents discussed in every episode. Thank you to our transcription team, Britta Bliss, Sarah Colby, Rachel Timberman, and Liz Rose. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in a number of ways. To financially support the show, you can go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. On the Patreon page, you can pledge as little as $1 per month, and we also have reward levels on Patreon that include access to behind-the-scenes videos of the tapings of our Friday follow-up episodes, Truth and Justice Army t-shirts and hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the companies that sponsor this program. But the most important thing that you can do is engage in the investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. And like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page. And for all of you tweeters, you can connect with us on Twitter. The show's handle is @TruthJusticePod, and my personal Twitter handle is @BobRuffTruth. And for more personal interactions, feel free to follow me on Instagram @TruthJusticePod. And don't forget, we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, and tips on the case. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, we're signing off. I'm Bob Ruff.
And I'm Mike Bussing.
And this has been Truth and Justice.
Say goodbye to the dish and hello to Sky Stream, the new way to get Sky over Wi-Fi. So you can get unmissable Sky shows like The Last of Us and Succession, as well as Netflix and Discovery Plus, and loads more, all in one subscription for £26 a month. Oh, and next day delivery with no upfront fee. Sky Stream, TV simplified. Head to sky.com. Requires Sky Stream and broadband minimum speed 10 megabits per second, 18-month minimum term. Cut-off times apply for next day delivery. Excludes bank holiday. 18 plus. Terms apply.